It's spooky season. That means thousands of revelers are flocking to the so-called Witch City. Around this time last year, about 1 million people visited downtown Salem, and that was up 35% from 2019. The city has limited traffic and parking in response to the surge of visitors. Meanwhile, prices to stay in Salem during the Halloween season have skyrocketed. Mayor Dominic Pangallo joins me now to talk about the benefits and drawbacks of being an iconic Halloween destination. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how many visitors do you think you'll get this Halloween season?
I think right now we're tracking to be pretty similar to last year. So through the middle of the month, we had about 480,000 people come to downtown Salem.
And what is this doing for the city's economy? How much revenue do all these people bring in?
The biggest positive impact is to our small businesses and our employers. We have a level of activity and vibrancy in our downtown year round that's really made possible because of the visitor economy, and really in the October season that we see the highest level of that.
How does this seasonal surge in visitors impact residents who live in Salem year round?
It's significant. Like this last Saturday, we had about 95,000 people downtown. We only have around 4,000 public parking spaces, and we added another 1,300 at some satellite lots on October weekends. So the biggest impact is really around traffic and parking.
For people who do decide to visit, can you take us through where you want them to park, if there are buses and trains to take, things like that?
Anyone who's planning to visit Salem, do yourself a favor. Come by train, come by ferry. Come by bike, come by broom, but leave the car at home. So the MBTA has added additional commuter rails. They run every 30 minutes. If you are driving in, there's additional parking capacity at the Beverly MBTA station where they have a garage. And it's a one-stop train ride into downtown Salem and our station. Consider the ferry, too. It's a pleasant way to come here by water, and it's a great boat ride.
We mentioned the remarkable increase in the cost to stay in Salem during the Halloween season. Are you concerned at all that this is going to become an experience that only wealthy people can access?
You know, there's market conditions that the city has very little control over when it comes to things like the price of accommodations. We've put in place some controls and regulations around short-term rentals in Salem, and we're going to be looking to probably revisit those in the coming year. We have had interest from some other hotel operators in opening additional hotels in Salem, but that takes time.
At some point, do you think you'll have to take additional steps to limit the number of visitors?
It's hard to do. You know, the Haunted Happenings isn't a single ticketed event. It's hundreds of smaller attractions and events and programs and activities that are organized separately by community groups and museums and private businesses. So really what we try to do is shape how people plan their visits, encourage them to think about using public transportation, manage the crowds downtown. For the city, it's primarily a public safety operation. It's very hard for us to deter people from coming here. In 2020, actually, during the first year of the pandemic, we actively told people this was not the year to visit Salem. And there still was 500,000 people downtown over the course of the month.
And what about you? This is your first Halloween as mayor. Are you still able to get into the Salem Halloween spirit, or are you just going to be so busy managing everything?
I'm trying to do both. I have two kids. Halloween's a special time of year. We've always had fun with it. I dressed up as the mayor of Halloween Town from Nightmare Before Christmas for the Haunted Happenings Parade this year. So I'm trying to have fun. But it's a working holiday for sure for me.
Dominic Pangallo is the mayor of Salem. Thank you so much.
Thank you.